Shalom Aleichem, Rabbosai. We are in Chayvus Halvavos, Shah HaBitochon, Perek Zayin, the last Perek. The seventh and final Perek of Shah HaBitochon. Here the Chayvus Halvavos is going to be discussing the things that work against Bitochon. We should be aware of the pitfalls to Bitochon. So let's see. We saw yesterday that he said we have to refer back to the previous sha'arim of the Sefer in order to appreciate one group of mafsidim, one group of things that work against bitachon. We said yesterday that one is, we see back in Sha'ar B'china, one is not learning to appreciate and sense Hashem's goodness, because we don't want bitachon to be a leap of faith. We want bitachon to be a natural dynamic that stems from, you see how busy Hashem is with you and how much everything He's been doing with you, you can let go and hand things over to Him, knowing that He is on top, He's much more capably on top of your case than you would be. In order to really sense that, you have to learn to sense and appreciate. Sense, when I say appreciate now, I don't mean gratitude per se. I mean to sense and have a proper understanding of everything that He's been doing with us up till now. Another thing that he said back in Sha'ar B'china, which we spent time on at the time, was the fact that there is misfortune in the world misleads people to doubt the reality of chesed in the world. And this he discussed at length. We discussed it at length. In a general way, saying that you have to, a couple of things. First of all, you have to understand how misfortune, Chalila, is a part of the system of Hashem's chesed. And also, the Chavis HaVavis said earlier was that sometimes misfortune is the result of a person's own folly of not following Hashem's instructions to using the world. But okay, whatever it is. Now let's move on to further in what he says here. What are the particular things, not referring to above? Matzid of Oid. Another factor that works against bitachon is hasichlus me'inyan abayrei of midos avatoves. This is not exactly the same point as above, although it sounds similar. It is not properly understanding Hashem Himself. Not understanding His goodness. That is to say as follows. Let's just explain this. I'll illustrate it from the following angle. I have a cousin. I shouldn't say a cousin. An older relative. It's really my father's cousin, who I consider a Rebbe of mine. He's a known name in the Chinuch world, Rav Yechiel Yaakovson. And he once, a very known Chinuch figure in the Hebrew-speaking world, he once received a letter from a girl, I suppose, in high school age, who was writing to him. You see the kind of chinuch that this reflects. We know the phenomenon. She basically had apparently been raised in a home where Judaism was all about ganim. If you don't listen to mommy, then you will roast on coals. If you fight with your brother, Hashem will, I don't know, tear out your tongue with tongs. All kinds of, you know, Gehenim Judaism. Where basically a person is frightened and bullied and threatened into doing the right thing under threat of punishment and grows up understanding that Hashem is basically waiting, Chalila, with a baseball bat ready to catch them at any curve. And it can go further. And you start really reaching the understanding that no matter what, you're not going to get out of the Gehenim. One way or the other, you're going to be skewered and roasted. The only question is, how hot will the grill be? And basically, it's all about that. So, this girl wrote to Rabbi Chil Yaakovson a letter saying, I don't want to serve a Hashem who's just waiting to catch me every step of the way. Exactly how she phrased it. I don't want to worship Hashem. I'm not interested in worshipping Hashem, who's just waiting to catch me every step of the way. So, he opened his letter back to her, writing that, you know what, neither do I. That's not the Hashem that I worship. I worship a different Hashem. The Chassid Soloveitchik is telling us here that it is essential to our bitachon, and the truth is that really it's essential to our emunah as well, to have a proper picture of Hashem. Hashem is not out there to get you. Hashem loves you, wants to see you succeed, and is there to help that happen. If we don't understand that, then there really isn't room for bitachon. What does bitachon mean? Bitachon means to be able to trust that I'm in the best of hands. If, as far as you're concerned, Hashem is just out there waiting to catch you on failures, why on earth should I trust that he's guiding my life in the way that's best for me? On the contrary, he's busy putting mines every step along the way in order to get me onto that grill. So essential to bitachon is to understand that Hashem is chanun v'rachum in general. Hashem is caring and Hashem is merciful. But especially when we're talking about the relationship between Hashem and one of his cherished children, we're talking between the relationship between Hashem and one of his millions of only children, a Jew. You. You have to realize that it's more than chanun v'rachum. It's a focus of intense love, of intense care, understanding that Hashem is kiviyachol rooting for you. And that, yes, he is guiding your life along a path that is perfectly suited to your neshama and its needs, and is providing you with the opportunities that you need in order to get your neshama to the best place it can be, ultimately, for your ultimate best. It's fundamental to understand that. As long as we understand Hashem as just business, or worse, Chalila, as looking to catch us, then how can you have bitachon? The truth is that in general, one's emunah is flawed because he doesn't have the right picture of Hashem. He's thinking of someone else, Chalila. Which, by the way, Rabbi Avigdor Miller would say that that's why Shaar HaBchina, learning to see Hashem's kindness that we discussed back in Shaar HaBchina at great length, is not just a matter of appreciation, but it's a matter of emunah. Because once again, what is that? That is coming to really sense the goodness of Hashem. They have to understand. Emunah is not just a question of yes or no. Do you believe or do you not believe? That is the very, very, on a very, very basic level. And yes, that differentiates between a person who's an apikoros and a person who's a ma'amin. But emunah entails having as accurate a picture as you can have. Now, sometimes, if a person has a misconception of Hashem, it can be so bad that the person is actually deemed a non-believer. Like, for example, the person who believes in Hashem, but like we know, that one of the 13 principles of emunah, without which a person is mamish not considered a believer, is not believing that Hashem is physical. Right? A person who believes that, he believes in Hashem, but he believes that Hashem is physical, is not considered a believer. Why? Because his perception of Hashem is so off that it actually crosses the line. This is not the Hashem we're talking about. You believe in somebody else. We have to understand that it can get finer than that. There can be misconceptions of Hashem that don't cross the line. They don't cross the line. But nevertheless, there are flaws in a person's emunah. A person has a misconception of Hashem. The misconception is not bad enough to make him into an apikoros. It's not bad enough to deem him a non-believer. But it's a flaw in emunah. It's a misconception. Your focus on Hashem is a bit off. Your knowledge of Hashem is off. And this is the case with a person who Chalila thinks that Hashem is out there to get you. You have to understand, we've elaborated on this other times, so I'm not going to get into it right now at length. But you have to understand that even Gehenim is under the umbrella of Hashem's chesed. Gehenim is not a pleasant experience. And if you're here listening to us tonight, then it's up to you. You have the opportunity to avoid it. You do tshuva, even if you've made mistakes in life. You do tshuva. Tshuva is a simple enough process, but we're not going to spend time on that now. But lemaisa, even Gehenim is under the umbrella of Hashem's chesed, because even the purpose of Gehenim is not something of equal footing with Gan Eden. It's very important to understand that. People think that basically there's two things. There's Gan Eden, there's Gehenna. Basically, Gehenna is as bad as Gan Eden is good. And it's like, you know, two equal forks in the road. You either go the good route or the bad route. That's all Gehenim is about. Gehenim is a stop on the way. Hashem wants each of us, Hashem created us all to end up in Gan Eden, to end up close with Him. And that's where Hashem is heading us all. Gehenim is a stop on the way in case there's a need, in case you come up with your neshama not presentable. You come up in a state where if Hashem were to allow you straight into Gan Eden, it would be a mortifying experience. So there is a, if you will, a laundromat along the way, a car wash, a washing station along the way, where the neshama goes through an intense cleansing. Once it does, it comes in capable of truly enjoying, and that's really the purpose of it. That needs to be talked about at length, but I'm just bringing this out for the point of understanding that we have to understand that Hashem is Chanun Verachum. That's what it's all about, and even Midas Hadin, and even punishment, all is under the broad umbrella of Chesed, Olam Chesed Yibaneh. The entire essence of existence is Chesed, and all the din and the punishment that is extant in Hashem's plan is all part of that Chesed. Therefore, the Chavos HaLevavos is saying, you have to understand that, you have to appreciate that in order to be able to get to Bitachon. So, a person who does not appreciate, does not understand Hashem's care and mercy for His creatures, and how He protects them and shields them, and how He's constantly watching them, caring for them, and controlling their lives, making sure that everything goes right according to His plan for their good, and that they are totally subject to His control. If a person doesn't understand all these things, then how could you just let go and rely on Hashem? So this is impediment number two to Bitachon. It's not understanding Hashem's goodness, Hashem's care, and love for you. Okay? We'll end here. On Wednesday, we end a few minutes early. We'll end here for tonight. Kol Tov Raboisai.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Buchim to you.